It was a bit of a panicky time. We found that if the merchants had been buying from the last, you know, the waste merchants have been buying from the large manufacturers. A lot of the manufacturers were going out of business. People like W.J. Whitehead at Laisterdyke, they were a very big company. They were spinners. And all that work stopped. And so it got more difficult to get work. And eventually we ran out of customers. We had a bad recession in the middle 70s and another one or two in the 80s. And the worst one was about 1988, 89, when there was no work coming in at all. And we had a workforce. We had a terrible time for me because I was having to make chaps redundant. Chaps had been there years. But there was no option. But we knew they had got families and mortgages and all the rest of it. And after travelling every day for 30-odd years from Bradford down to Dudley Hill, I got to the point when I was so worried about the business continuing that I would get to the bottom of Wakefield Road in Bradford and I felt, I can't go up the hill, I can't go to the mill. And I would turn around that roundabout at the bottom of Wakefield Road and come home again. And quite often I burst into tears. And I was having a bit of a nervous breakdown. And I'm not that sort of person. I didn't know what was happening. This went on for about 3 months, I suppose. And I just got worse and worse. I couldn't answer the phone. I'd get to the mill sometimes. I'd open the bottom door and couldn't go up the mill. I couldn't go upstairs. I couldn't answer the phone. And so eventually my brother, eldest brother, who came in occasionally, but his two sons were working there, they said, Uncle Roger, go home. And so I did. This would be the late 90s. And I didn't go back. I've only been back to the mill 4 or 5 times since then. Because it's all changed. I think I felt I'd failed, but I couldn't do anything about it.